My name is Theodore Nollert, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. A couple things inspired me to join this race. I think that there are a lot of challenges facing our town and facing our state, and that young people, people my age, are stepping up to take a turn trying to solve those problems. I want to do my fair share and play a part in solving them. I think that the town and the university both flourish when they have a strong bridge between them, and I think that's something that I'm equipped to provide. I built a lot of relationships at UNC when I was running the graduate pay raise campaign. I was grad student president at that time, and we got the largest ever pay raise in UNC history for grad students. So I'm well connected there, and I'm on the planning commission for the town, so I've made relationships there and been thinking about land use and thinking about bigger picture questions about how we design this town to provide a high quality of life for everybody who's in it. Those two things make me feel tied in and connected to a lot of different people, and I think that equips me to do a good job. I think it's really important for us to move towards a town where people who work here can afford to live here. I mean, some of them don't do that now because they're unable to afford living here. They're commuting a long distance. Some people have solid middle-class jobs and could theoretically afford to live here, but they can't find housing. It's just not available for them at this time. So we have opportunities, I think, creative partnerships between the town and UNC can tackle some of that workforce housing that's missing. Another thing I think we need to do is move towards a walkable, bikeable, busable town. Investing in our greenways will help with that. Getting our parking so that people are on the outskirts of town and then filtering in other ways is something that's helpful for that. And then the third thing is we need quality public gathering places. Places like the Weaver Street Patio in Carrboro, the Green in Southern Village, the Chapel Hill Public Library. People love those places. We need to be increasing the number of those that are around and thinking about how people are living in town. So I was alluding earlier to the opportunity for workforce housing. I think one of our big opportunities is to put more projects forward for low-income housing tax credits. If you compare Orange County to Buncombe County, for instance, proportionally, they have more projects that get approved for that than we do, in part because they make it easier to get through the approval process. You've got to apply for those by May, so we need a more streamlined process there. I think that create a partnership with the university. You know, we recently saw a $5 million loan fund that was approved. That's a creative way of thinking about this. There are other opportunities in the future for us to do things there. The other issue, I think, is that there's need up and down the income spectrum. I mean, I think that we have we're going to need to move towards a type of density in parts of town for our future to meet middle-class housing need in this town. So we have to be creative when we're doing that. We have to think efficiently about the land that we have available to us and how it incorporates quality public space into the development that we do. I think our greenways are really important. Reducing car dependence is our number one opportunity and it's our number one responsibility. I think it's good for quality of life. It's good for health. It takes some of the traffic off the road, which if you look at town surveys, that's the number one complaint that people have. But when we look at newer buildings, they're more energy efficient. That's a good thing. And we know that density is also better because it equips people to really walk and bike and bus to get around town. So that means that if we are using our space efficiently, we're making it possible for people to do things that are less car dependent. And that's good for the climate. That's a way that we meet our goals. Our town punches way above its weight in terms of affordable housing. And I think that something we used to do in the past was we would think about projects sort of in a very project-by-project approach. It was a little bit haphazard what we were approving and how things would work. There's a new framework in place that is supposed to think in a more coordinated fashion about how we're using our land. We're doing capacity analyses to see how many people we can support in what parts of town and make sure that we use that land to its highest and best use. That's good for the climate. It's good for our economy because we need people who are here 12 months of the year and not just the 8 months that students are here. Otherwise, our businesses can't thrive. Having that coordinated plan is, I think, going to start showing a really big impact. It's important to remember that the decisions that we make in any given year, we start to see those impacts 4, 8, 12 years out a lot of the time. So we have that plan in place. You're going to start seeing positive things as long as people are willing to continue executing on that plan in the future. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of my bright red hair and cheerful attitude.